Trevor, I remember how excited you were to go back to Tampa, so you can pretty well understand what his mindset's going to be Monday night.
Yeah, it's be a tough week for him, but, you know, it's a lot of mixed emotions when you're going through that week, but, I mean, ultimately it comes down to playing a football game, and Trevor's a veteran, a great football player, so ultimately it'll be about playing football, but I imagine he'll have a little extra juice.
How tough was it to lose Trevor?
Yeah, Trevor's a great football player, and I only had the opportunity to play with him for a couple years, but he's extremely skilled at what he does, and a great addition for them, and, you know, you're obviously going to, whenever you lose a guy like that, you're losing something, and fortunately, we've been able to pick it up pretty good, though.
The way the NFL works, you're always, every year, going to be playing against former teammates, but when you have a guy at a running back position, it's a little bit different than an offensive lineman. Is there something special about playing against Mike? Even though you didn't play with him long, you know what kind of guy he is, having a little bit of success. You're looking for maybe getting a...
But, you know, it's just a guy who you had great respect for as a teammate. Mike was a great teammate, ran hard and made good things happen for you. So, you know, we get a chance to see him. It'll be like, you know, just seeing another number back there. And then after the game, we can exchange pleasantries, see how everyone's doing and all that. But other than that, it really is just football.
As a guy who's been in this league so long, you appreciate great defensive players. When you talk about the greatest middle linebackers of all time, without question, Ray Lewis, top three, top four on that list.
Yeah, I think you got to put him there. I think there's a couple guys in our game right now, Ray and Brian Urlacher, and, you know, hopefully Al Wilson sometime, you know, down the road goes in that conversation. But, there's some great linebacker play in this league, but you certainly got to put Ray at the top of that list. And he's done it for a long time and keeps playing at a high level. I think he's certainly the emotional leader and the leader by how he plays for that defense.
Is it too early to call this a big game as being just, you know, game four, whatever?
They're all big games, you know, and this one, a chance to play on Monday night against a team that's jumped out 4-0. It's a great opportunity for us as a football team.
Good gauge for you guys too, playing one of the few undefeated teams in the NFC.
I think so, yeah. Get to see where we're at. We feel pretty good about ourselves, but we'll have a real good gauge after this week.
It's a team that's really given the Broncos a hard time through the years. I mean, you beat them last year, they were down 2-point game. It was right down to the wire.
Yeah, and that's what good football teams do. And we're just looking forward. It's going to be with the bye week, that was great, but it's time to get back to work. And you come get back to work and realize we have an extra day of preparation. It could be a long time till Monday, so you got to kind of just go in that preparation mode, really get to study this team, see what they're all about, and then build towards Monday.
Big Bear take their offense to another level.
Oh, definitely. They started playing better with Bowler last year, but when you bring a guy like McNair and you bring a belief within your team that you're always in a football game, and he's proven that. Their offense has been lighting the world on fire in terms of yardage and whatnot, but when it comes down to the end, he's been making the plays, and the other guys, Heap and Mason, and all the guys, the playmakers, have been stepping up.
What kind of pressure does McNair put on a defense?
I think you just have to play 60 minutes against a guy like that. They're never out of a game. You can't feel like, all right, we've got him whooped, and you got to keep playing. As you know, it's been proven the last 2 weeks. He's brought him down at the end of the game with game on the line and score touchdowns to win the football game. So I think you just understand you never take a play off. And he's a great player, has been for a long time. Got a great deal of respect for him, and you can see that their team has kind of risen behind him and has that belief, and it's really changed the dynamics of that football team.
As a fellow safety, what separates Ed Reed from the others?
He's just got tremendous instincts and physical tools. He can flat out run, he can hit, he does it all well, which I think are the marks of the great safeties. You can play up near the line of scrimmage, you can play back, and I think the extra dimension, he's a guy who's had a lot of picks in his time in the career, and he changes the game. Big time player.
John, do you gear up for a more physical game when you play Baltimore than say normal?
It's a big smash mouth team, and they try to wear teams out. They get in their heavy package, two tight ends, two backs, and they try to beat on you with big backs and things, but I think we've done well against that in the past, and it should be a great physical football game.
Playing the Chiefs and Chargers with big backs
That's very similar. Big backs, big tight ends, playmaking tight ends, receivers outside that are real good players, quarterbacks that can. I mean, it's very similar to teams within our own division. And you know, you saw them going against the Chargers, who everyone's got to put up at the top of the league right now, and they came out successful. So we understand what we're in for. We're playing against a very good football team, and we're excited for the challenge.
John, you obviously have a lot of good friends around the league. All that kind of unwritten rules about fraternizing with the opponent. You know, you guys got to see Trevor again and Mike again.
I try not to fraternize before games. I know some guys in the league will go out to dinner, you know, with people the night before and things of that nature. But come game time, no one's fraternizing, really. I think there's always a respect amongst players. But come game time, you're trying to beat them. Man. It doesn't matter who it is over there. So
must have been tough in a Tampa Bay game for you. I mean, you knew everybody.
Yeah. You know, and it is tough, and it's it'd be an emotional game. And I know you're talking about Trevor coming back. It will be for him. And he's a great pro. And I'm sure he'll be able to put that behind him. And, it will be emotional. I'm sure we'll have a little extra juice. We got to be ready for that as well as. Ultimately, this game comes down to the Broncos versus the Ravens, and we're excited.
John, you've seen Ray Lewis do his ritual before the game. That sort of pump you guys up too when you guys see him do his ritual.
Yeah, when you go to Baltimore, it's one of the coolest things I've seen in sports, really, to be honest. I don't know on the road if we'll be doing it, but the guy's an emotional player and plays the game with great passion. So you respect that in him, and he's a fun player to be on the field with.
So if he comes out here and does it, what do you think the fans will do?
I'm sure they won't welcome it too much, but ultimately it'll come down to what he's doing on the field.